12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World is just the beginning. I'm working on a follow-up book, 12 Hours of Heaven, Time on Earth is the working title. We'll see if that makes it to print, or that title makes it to print. The book will make it to print, I promise you that.
Are you ready to join us in creating a better world? Awesome, because you're in the right place. Each week, we feature an inspiring story or message to help spread positive change and create a better world for all of us. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the I Spark Change podcast. What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Thank you for spending some time with us today because we know time is a valuable resource and we're going to make it worth your while. I appreciate each and every one of you, not just for listening, but for who you are. I know you are sparking change to make the world a better place every day, and I am humbled and grateful for your efforts. It takes all of us doing our part to spread positive change, and that's what this show is all about. Motivating you with stories of struggle, courage, and hope to empower you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you interested in having Rick speak at your event or business? Here is what others have to say.
Did not know his story, and it was so inspirational, and his presence on stage, his authenticity was just incredible.
Absolutely loved his performance. Made me feel some type of way.
If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, hire Rick. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed.
Visit rickornelas.com to book him today.
What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back for another edition of the I Spark Change podcast. Today, I am extremely grateful to be discussing 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World with you. This is the anniversary week of the release of 12 Hours of Heaven. It was released 2 years ago on October 10th of 2020 during the pandemic and all the crisis that we were all going through in the world. And it was something that I wanted to get out and help people in their time of need. And that's exactly what I did. So if you haven't heard how 12 Hours came to be, you're going to want to go back to episode one of this podcast, episode one and two, and hear the story of my story and also I Spark Change. And that's where I get into the writing and how this is a story that has been in my head for over 20 years now and something that I had to come to light when it was ready and when God wanted me to share the story with the world. And about the inspiration, the car accident, and the inspiration for the book. But today, I'm going to talk all about 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World, and give you a little insight into the characters. Because if you haven't read it, you can go check out the reviews on Amazon to learn more about 12 Hours of Heaven and learn more about what others think. But the book is really designed to give a message. And the message is that all of us have the ability to make the world a better place. All of us can, through our daily actions, impact the lives of others. And each day we have a choice to impact others in a positive way or a negative way. And impact, have a big impact or a little impact, is not based on your action. It's not based on what you do, but it's based on what the person you're impacting does with it and how it affects them. Saying two words to a stranger could totally change the direction of their life. And, you know, it takes me back to a story that I believe I shared on the second episode of, you know, when I was doing a radio interview for Spirit Radio in Ireland, and I had shared about my inspiration for writing the book and I Spark Change. And a young mother had wrote into the station, sent a message into the station, how it was so inspirational that, you know, she realized that she had a purpose to be a mother when earlier in the week she was contemplating taking her own life. And, you know, that's the ultra abbreviated version of that story. So I urge you to go back and listen to episode two and hear the full story there. But it just shows you that, you know, just one word, two words, a couple lines that you share with someone can have an impact on their lives. And in the story, I share that through the vehicle of the angel Ezra, who finds himself trapped in an elevator with 10 individuals from all walks of life. And they're trapped in an elevator for a period of 12 hours, hence the name, 12 Hours of Heaven. They're trapped overnight in this elevator, and they're thrown together by circumstance, and they don't know that Ezra is an angel. So little secret there, spoiler alert, they don't know he's an angel. But he's able to help them with the biggest challenges of their lives. And so one of the things that people have shared in reviews and that people have shared with me is that they find the story so relatable because different people relate to different characters, and some people relate to multiple characters in the story. And so I'm going to dive into a little bit about each character, not too much, because, you know, I want you to get the full breadth of the characters. And I did put some information about the characters in the book, you know, at the end, but they're very relatable. And that's one of the reasons why the story has been so popular many individuals that have read it, and why they appreciate it so much. And so, as I said, there's Ezra. Now, you know, Ezra is not only the hero and the narrator of the story, but he's also someone who's uncertain about his own future. He doesn't know who he needs to be. You know, he's young and impetuous, and he just, you know, he's a rebel, and he doesn't know where he falls in this whole, you know, in this whole story, and where he falls in heaven. And, you know, he really gets a deeper understanding of himself and, you know, and how to be a leader and how to help others. And, you know, at the same time, he's sharing this story with his young protege, Annabeth. And Annabeth is someone that again, she's new, she's learning, she's very green, and she wants to soak it all in. And you know, through telling the story, Ezra's able to, you know, to share some wisdom with her. Now, before I continue, I do think it's important to note that when I wrote the story, or when I began writing 12 Hours of Heaven, I didn't know what names I was going to have for these characters. I knew I was going to have 10 characters and an elevator and an angel and you know, his protege that he's sharing with, but I didn't have names. And so I just prayed to God to help me choose names, and for each character that a name would come to me. And I let, you know, that divine download of God just do all the work. And remarkably, I will tell you that after I looked up the meanings of these names, I was surprised, you know, pleasantly surprised, but happily surprised that every name fits, that every name, the meaning for that name fits that character. And that's not by my hand. I promise you that it is not by my hand. It's not by any design other than God's beautiful design and his choosing. And so, you know, before I continue, Ezra means help, and he helps everyone in that elevator. And, you know, Annabeth, it means gracious, you know, and that God is her oath. And I mean, that's exactly the character that she plays, you know. And our next character is a young mother, pretty young mother named Carly. And, you know, her name means free, which is very representative of who she is. She's, you know, 26 years old and young, and has her little baby Joe that was unplanned, and it's just kind of figuring it all out. And, you know, she learns a lot. She learns a lot. You know, next we have Matt, who's our, you know, disheveled man, who's a veteran. And Matt, coming from Matthew, really means gift of God. And, you know, as you read through the story, you'll see that Matt is definitely, you know, a gift to behold, you know, for those in the elevator and for everyone that he's around. And, you know, Percy is our anxious man. He's our middle-aged anxious man. And he's, You know, he's very unsure of himself, and Percy means Pierce Valley. And I see him as a valley because he's just, you know, he's up, he's down. He doesn't know where he is. And so he grows a lot throughout the story. Next character we have is Joshua. He's like a boy next door, you know, kind of a young all-American kind of kid. And his name means God is my salvation. And as you see and read about, you know, his background and what he's gone through and how he's gotten to where he is, you'll see that you know, God truly is his salvation. And getting to our couple that is trapped in the elevator together, Eva and Adam. And Eva means life. And you'll see with what her problem is and her big challenge is in 12 Hours of Heaven that life, the meaning of her name is perfect, that it's life. And Adam is a man of the earth. And, you know, as you know, Adam being the first man on earth, but it fits with him being with Eva and, you know, what they're all about. It's just so appropriate. You know, they're all favorite characters, but one of my favorite to write, you know, especially is Big John, because he's a, you know, Southern man and writing in his Southern accent, you know, living in Texas now. I'm not originally from Texas, but living in Texas, you know, trying to write in a Southern accent. It's kind of fun for me, but John means God is gracious. And you'll see that Big John is not very gracious, but he certainly learns to be. Now, Olivia is our tall, professional woman who's just so put together and you know, and wise, very wise. And Olivia means ancestor's descendant. And when I think of that, I think of, you know, like the wise, you know, like the elder in the tribe, the wise one. And that really fits with Olivia. And next we come to Betty, who is our frail old woman, the grandma type in the elevator. And she's someone that, you know, is 80 years old and healthy, but, you know, she's full of opinions and, you know, God is her oath. And, you know, she relies on her faith and she relies on her, you know, her experience as a mother and grandmother and, you know, really has a lot to offer to the story. And last we come to Faith, our young teenage girl. And Faith means a name of virtue. And you'll see that Faith is very virtuous. You know, not at first, you probably wouldn't guess that, but you'll see that she is and she has a lot to learn. And it's very special. And you know, I'm not going into a lot of detail for each character. I don't want to give you too much because I'd love for you to read 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World. You know, now that it's been out for 2 years, there's plenty of reviews to draw upon and plenty of interviews out there to you know, learn more about the story. But I just wanted to share, you know, a little bit about the characters, just give you a glimpse into each character so you can check it out for yourself and you can see what you think, because I'd love to know what you think about these characters. I'd love to know which character resonated with you, which one, you know, which challenge that they had resonated with you and how you saw yourself in the different characters. So I would love to, you know, as you leave ratings and reviews, I'd love to hear, you know, in comments on these episodes, I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me on social media, DM me and let me know on social media about, you know, what you thought about these different characters and which one resonated with you. But if you haven't found 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World, it is available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle versions. I will have a special beginning that should be active by the time you're listening to this on Amazon for the Kindle version, a discount, special discount for the 2-year anniversary. So you can check that out. And then also Google Play. So if you're an audio person, there is an audiobook. We came out with that earlier this year. That is a blessing that we were able to do that. It's not my voice, unfortunately, for now, but it is narrated. And I have had some folks share with me that they really did enjoy the audio version, you know, so you can, if you don't have as much time to sit down and read. But, you know, the last thing I'll share is that, you know, without giving anything away, is that 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World is just the beginning. I'm working on a follow-up book, 12 Hours of Heaven, Time on Earth is the working title. We'll see if that makes it to print, or that title makes it to print. The book will make it to print, I promise you that. And we'll see how soon I can get that done. The writing is a little slower, not being in pandemic times and having all that time to devote to it with, you know, the podcast and coaching and the different things I work on. But it will be out there. And then there are five other books after that in the series that I want to write of different, you know, different areas. So, you know, more on that later. But for now, thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World. Thank you for all your support. Thank you to those of you that have read it and those of you that are will read it in the near future or listen to it in the near future. And I'd love to know what you think. And just remember, Impact Heroes, you know, every day you have the ability to make a difference for someone else, just like Ezra did for these characters in the elevator. You don't have to be trapped with them for 12 hours. It can be 12 seconds, but you can make a difference for others in a positive way. And so I urge you to go out there and, you know, be that difference for others and help make a positive impact for them. So God bless you all. We'll see you next time. Remember, Impact Heroes, every positive action can be a spark moment that has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond the initial act. So go out there and spark change. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, then please smash that 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review. We value your comments and we want to hear from you in the community. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the iSpark Change podcast.